Welcome to this audio presentation of Choose My PCC, candidates for the West Midlands Police Force area. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. The contents. The contents have been track indexed for ease of navigation. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Track 3. Simon John Foster, the Labour Party candidate. Track 4. Jules Hambleton, Independent. Track 5. Mark William Hoth, Reform UK. Track 6. John Hunt, Liberal Democrats. Track 7. Desmond Gustavus Jadu, We Matter Party. Track 8. Jay Singh Sohal, the Conservative Party candidate. Track 9. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for the West Midlands. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the police to account. Elections will be taking place in England and Wales, in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. There will be elections at the same time for mayors who exercise PCC functions. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. 39 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 are also responsible for overseeing the Fire and Rescue Authority for their area and are called Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCC. These PFCCs are found in Essex, Staffordshire, North Yorkshire and Northamptonshire. There will also be 3 mayors with PCC functions elected in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. PCCs are elected by you and aim to cut crime and hold the force to account on behalf of the public. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set the policing priorities for the area and consulting on their police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives and, if necessary, dismissing them. Work with others. PCCs, PFCCs and mayors who exercise PCC functions also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. The PCC, PFCC or mayor who exercises PCC functions does not run the police force or fire service. Chief constables and chief fire officers are operationally independent, and they are responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the Police and Crime Commissioner. PCCs, PFCCs and mayors who exercise PCC functions are single, directly elected individuals, ensuring the public are protected, providing greater opportunities for collaboration and more effective scrutiny of public services. They ensure that there is an effective policing contribution to national partnership arrangements to protect the public from other national and cross-boundary threats. Represent the entire community. PCCs, PFCCs, and combined authority mayors who exercise PCC functions are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the West Midlands Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0808 196 2170. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. In this election, you can vote for a first and second preference of who you want to win. For more information about your vote and other elections taking place on the 6th of May, visit electoralcommission.org.uk/i-am-a/voter. Track 3. Simon John Foster, the Labour Party candidate. Election statement. My family's roots are in the Black Country, and I have lived, worked, and brought my family up in the West Midlands. During my 35 years career as a legal aid solicitor, I have always represented the people and communities of the West Midlands. As your Police and Crime Commissioner, I will strengthen community policing by putting 450 extra community police officers on our streets. Reduce violent crime by investing in prevention when possible and detection and enforcement when necessary. Combat violence against women, including domestic abuse, ensuring police use all tools available to prioritise safety of victims. Prevent our children and young people from becoming victims or offenders by safeguarding and promoting their welfare. Tackle ruthless suppliers and dealers of drugs profiting from criminal exploitation. Promote harm prevention and treatment by way of diversion and to save lives. Invest in crime prevention because the prevention of crime is always better than having to deal with the consequences of crime. Protect victims of crime, promote their rights and ensure access to suitable victim support services. Aim for a police service that is representative of the people and communities it serves. Eliminate discrimination, advance equality of opportunity, and foster good relations. Oppose any steps to abolish the role of the Police and Crime Commissioner, democratically elected by and directly accountable to you, the people. Fight for fair funding to return police numbers to 2010 levels. Prevent local council taxpayers having to pay more for less and a fair funding formula for the West Midlands. My top priority will always be justice, safety and security for all of our people, communities and regions of the West Midlands. Prepared by Harry Taylor, Election Agent at Terry Duffy House, 1 Thomas Street, West Bromwich, B70 6NT. Contact details: www.simonfosterfigure4pcc.com at simonfosterfigure4pcc. Track 4. Jules Hambleton, Independent. Election Statement. We all have a very clear idea about what good policing looks like, what we need and deserve for ourselves and our communities. When crimes are committed, we want them investigated properly. We want the police to support us to live legally and peacefully. We want a police force that serves all of its citizens, operating without prejudice, in a professional and transparent way. I would work tirelessly to support our police force and hold them to account as regards these values. My background shows that I am always honest, determined, and fearless in the face of authority. If elected, I would use my experience and strength to fight for you. I am an ordinary Brummie and would never aspire to be anything else. On these terms, as Commissioner, I would always be in your corner, fighting to ensure that we have a justice system that works fairly and effectively for all. My plan and platform focuses on supporting victims of crime to navigate the complex processes of law and their dealings with the police service. Using the PCC to build confidence and credibility between the police force, victims and communities. Using best practice and collaborating with practitioners across sectors to tackle the growing problem of knife and gun crime in the West Midlands. Engaging with community and faith leaders to improve harmony in the region. Ensuring high standards of honesty and transparency among all public officials. Supporting our police to deal with national and international challenges. Working to ensure that the elderly and vulnerable feel safe. Exercising the powers of the PCC in a truly independent and fair way, unencumbered by party control. Promoted by election agent Mr. Paul Jenkins, Unit A, Levis Industrial Estate, Old Station Road, Birmingham, B33 9AE. Contact details: julie2021pcc@outlook.com. Track 5. Mark William Hoth, Reform UK, Election Statement. As the father of two young women, I am sick of being worried about their welfare when they leave the house, a feeling that too many parents experience. I've lived in the West Midlands for most of my life and have seen Labour and the Conservatives have failed on crime. In 2020, during a lockdown, we saw violent, weapons, public order crimes rise and antisocial behaviour. Over 100,000 crimes were not investigated. I'm not a career politician. I am an ordinary man, fed up with increased crime. My mission is to protect the law-abiding silent majority by placing more police on the streets to deter and catch criminals, not in cars and offices. I stand for the old lady frightened to go out, the business owner afflicted by theft, the young girl racially abused for wearing a headscarf, the stabbed teenager, the woman walking home after dark. The broken windows policy, where action taken on minor crimes prevents major crimes, is proven to reduce crime, protect the innocent and make more people safe. I will ensure police will be consistent on how they carry out their duties without favour to any particular group or organisation, which, under both Labour and Conservative, has become a disturbing trend. Both have and continued to fail on crime. They've taken police off the streets to pursue politically correct initiatives at the cost of doing proper policing. I stand for the rank-and-file officer frustrated at being unable to do their jobs. Therefore, I will equip them with the tools they need to do the best for our community. In summary, my message is more PCs, less PC, to help our whole community feel safe again. Prepared by Mark Hoth, candidate and agent, Unit 142, 51 Penfold Street, Birmingham, B24AY. Contact details: @mark_hoth, mark.hoth@reformparty.uk. Track 6. John Hunt, Liberal Democrats, Election Statement. Dear West Midlands resident, I have worked for nearly 20 years with local police teams and have seen many terrific local initiatives. Sadly, in recent years, local policing has been decimated and teams have been withdrawn from communities, often spending hours of time in traffic reaching their neighbourhoods. It is time for local policing to be better. The new Police and Crime Commissioner can make this happen, but this needs a commitment to local policing that has been lacking. These are my priorities. 1. Get the police back in our communities. We must support the restoration of frontline local policing in our communities and neighbourhoods. This means 2 extra police officers for every neighbourhood team, with opportunities for PCs and PCSOs to learn and apply a wide range of skills. Each area would have a local policing plan setting out how local teams will be based in their communities. 2. abolish this wasteful and ineffective post. I will absorb the post into the West Midlands Combined Authority as an elected deputy mayor. The cost of the commissioner's office at £2.6 million a year is a misuse of police resources. I would refuse to take the £100,000 salary currently awarded to the commissioner, cutting it by at least half. 3. Prevent crime and harm. Ensure the police work with youth organisations, schools and colleges to prevent young people being drawn into crime and gangs. Support measures to make roads safer, local initiatives such as Speedwatch and working with councils to roll out average speed cameras on highways. Make communities safer by ensuring that police work with local people on prevention and support for victims of crime through strong, locally based police teams. Published and promoted by Chris Bertram, 71 Springfield Road, Kingsheath, Birmingham, B14 7DU. Contact details: john@johnhuntpcc.com, www.facebook.com/johnhuntfigure4pcc. Trank 7, Desmond Gustavus Jaddu, We Matter Party, Election Statement. We are in the season of change, and that we do require strategic and directional leadership when it comes to building bridges between the community and the police. I am a husband, a father, a grandfather, being born in Birmingham of parents that were of the Windrush generation from Jamaica. Policing by consent is only effective when trust and confidence, communities are the police, and the police the community. Responsibility must be taken by the Police and Crime Commissioner, not just to deliver a police and crime plan, not just manage an office, not just to set a budget, but also to hold the Chief Constable to account in the delivery of a robust, fair and just police service that serves all the people of the West Midlands, who are the ultimate stakeholders. This has been borne out of my work on dealing with, for example, police complaints, holding the police to account, serving on various police and community panels, deaths following police contact, civic engagement, working on initiatives such as weapon surrender, school programs, bleed control, outreach on street violence by way of public forums. Being a bishop and a campaigner for many years in terms of equality and social justice, I am of the firm belief that we do require greater community relations in terms of policing through dialogue and partnership. It is my pledge to tackle issues head-on, constructing tangible partnerships between the police and the community, which includes all 7 local authority areas. The time has come to stop pointing fingers and offer responsible leadership, which I am prepared to deliver. For my pledges and first 100-day plan, visit www.wematterparty.org. This form has been prepared by Charlie Williams, election agent to Desmond Jaddu, for the We Matter Party, 94 Warren Road, Birmingham, B44 8QD. Contact details: wematterparty@gmail.com, www.wematterparty.org. Track 8, Jay Singh Sohal, the Conservative Party candidate, election statement. I am running to become your police and crime commissioner to get crime down. In the last 5 years, under a Labour commissioner, crime went up by a third in our region, with violent crime more than doubling, and our region sadly suffering the highest rate of knife crime in the country. 44 of our police stations have been closed by Labour, who plan to close even more, including Aldridge, Solihull, Sutton Coalfield, Tipton and Wednesfield. At the same time, they've increased our local policing tax by the maximum for the last 8 years. We need more policing and less politics. As a proven public servant, my approach will be different because it will put people's safety and security first. I'll tackle rising crime with a robust and proactive approach. I will stop police station closures as we invest in local police presence, increasing neighbourhood police officer numbers and recruiting more PCSOs and specials to provide specialist capabilities and links to our diverse communities. With more investment into policing by this government, I will prioritise resources into crime fighting on the side of victims rather than the criminals. I will cut bureaucracy from the PCC's office to ensure more money goes into the front line. I will ensure the police are more accountable and accessible to the public. I draw from my 12 years serving at home and abroad in the Army and my years of service to communities to come at this with commitment and energy to find solutions. I believe in the role of the police as a force for good, and I will be a bridge between our communities and West Midlands Police to ensure we rebuild trust and confidence in our region. Promoted by Brian Jarvis on behalf of Jay Singh Sahil, 1-7 Langleys Road, Birmingham, B29 6HR. Contact details: www.jsingsahil.org.uk, at Jay Singh Sahil. Track 9. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for the West Midlands. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in the West Midlands. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in the West Midlands on the 6th of May 2021. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Foster, Simon John, the Labour Party candidate; Hambleton, Jules, Independent; Hoth, Mark William, Reform UK; Hunt, John, Liberal Democrats; Jaddo, Desmond Gustavus, We Matter Party; Sahil, Jay Singh, the Conservative Party candidate. I can be contacted at Martin Reeves, Coventry City Council, Council House, Earl Street, Coventry, CV1 5RR. Email paro@coventry.gov.uk. Phone number 024-7697-5226. Website https://www.westmidlandspcc.info/.